Robert Murphy is in the studio with me tonight. Something of a Renaissance man, he can build you a house, build you a book, build you a poem, as he formerly owned a construction company. But over 15 years ago, along with his wife, Elizabeth, an iconographer and book designer, he created Dos Madres Press, of which he is publisher and editor. He's also a poet and author of three previous books of poems. His work has been awarded the William Bronk Foundation's Prize for Poetry, and tonight we're going to talk about his latest book. It is titled Life Among the Enigmas. Robert, delightful to be with you.
Well, and thank you for having me and putting up with my enigmatic ways or impish ways. It's come about in part because I realized that the things that we take for granted or that we accept as reality may in fact not be so, and that it's much more of an illusory world than anything else to me, especially as I've grown older into my 72nd year. The I that I possess, of course, as each of us possesses, it perhaps is not as easily identifiable as we'd like it to be. We kind of live in a world which is dedicated to facts, which is a kind of recent invention of culture. And it didn't used to be that way. Like one of the poems concerns the nature of truth and falsity. And there was a time when the idea of truth, certainly an absolute truth, was not fundamental. And the tension between truth and falsity has kind of, again, evolved into a kind of contest, which at one time was much more subtle in its direction.
Well, and certainly more looked into, shall we say. You know, and I think that that's the wonderful thing about your poems in Life Among the Enigmas is that it takes us under the covers, so to speak. They're insightful. They're beautifully written. There's also a wry sense of humor. What a wonderful way to engage the bigger questions in life.
Well, yeah. And I like the uprising of a chuckle or the imp, which there is a gestational section of 9 poems, which came out of my reading in my youth of Robert Louis Stevenson's The Bottle Imp, longer than a short story novella. It's about the bottle imp, which will give you whatever you wish. But the problem is, before you die, you have to sell that to someone else at a lesser price each time. So you go through all the tensions of the fellow getting his wishes, yet trying to get to the point where he can find someone to sell the imp to.
Well, I want to stay with enigmas for a little bit because I want to ask you to read a poem. And this poem is interesting because it's very timely in terms of certain challenges going on in society. So would you read The Age of Consent, please?
Yeah, The Age of Consent. It's about seduction, or maybe it's most like that Sleeping Beauty kiss. The prince in still frame frozen, poised above Snow White's ruby lip. See, as she has always been, perfectly chaste, almost but not quite yet a princess. Oh, it's all about breathing life back into life, isn't it? And so what happens next? No offense, and call it what you will, diminished capacity under the influence, or both. Anyway, it's Lazarus she'll be wanting to talk to here, not me. No, and don't, and who do you think you are? Wasn't an option for him either.
So a wonderfully timely poem, but also a bit cheeky.
We live in a world where there is a certain degree of no consent, that we're pushed along and carried in the torrent of life, whether we like it or not, and we find ourselves in the places that we are, often out our conscious consent. We're very lucky if we get there actually under a sense of our own power.
So I do want to talk about the imp now, because there are a series of poems, and so the titles themselves are wonderful. So there's imp as imponderable, impetigo, and imposition. So you've talked a bit about how the idea of the imp came to you, and now I want you to read a specific poem. It's very short, but first, talk about the title, The Imposture. Is it a made-up word?
No.
So, well, imposture is I-M-P-O-S-T-U-R-E.
Yeah, and there's a sense of being, all of us being characters and our roles changing and the necessity to some degree of being an imposter, that is to get through life. So the imposture is the action, the act of being an imposter. So it's the process, let's say, of that.
So read us The Imposture.
The Imposture. Who are we anyway to be so ill-conceived? I say it's you, you say it's me, as if it were a secret vice to be a deceiver. indistinguishable from the one to see.
Thank you. I do want to commend and congratulate you on choosing to have a publishing company, Dos Madres, that publishes poetry to survive and thrive. And I know that there are some women in your life who have been particularly supportive. So just tell us who they are and how many books you've published in the over 15 years.
Yeah, so it's closing in. I think it's over 230 titles now, crazily, because there's just two of us. My wife, Elizabeth, who was actually the midwife or the creator, the maker of things real. I jokingly say I'm just the ghost in the machine, and then my son also creator for our website. And I must give credit and a bow to Beth's, my wife's mother, and my own, who basically helped us start the company. All gone to greater glory and with much thanks.
The Dos Madres.
Yeah, the Dos Madres. Yeah, the two mothers.
Well, thank you for spending time with us among the enigmas.
Yes,
thanks for introducing me to the imposture sense and for keeping poetry in our life.
Thank you so much.
I've been talking with Robert Murphy, editor and publisher of Dos Madres Press, about his latest book of poetry, Life Among the Enigmas. You'll find more information at wvxu.org/aroundcincinnati. I'm Barbara Gray.